Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Show me the way.
Show us the way.
And
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm actress Aaliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We so excited and delighted that you guys are coming in on the network on tonight. Welcome back to We Talk Radio Network, the E-Man After Show. We are in the building. Just jumped off the Mandy the Mentor Show. Mandy's in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show.
Yeah, we want to welcome you all that's coming in on the network on tonight. The time ticker is going off the network. Come on in, come on in, come on in. We see you guys coming in on the phone lines tonight. Man, we hope you have had a marvelous day because we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And, man, I tell you, this has been an awesome day. Happy Sunday to all of you guys that's out there. And happy 4th of July weekend.
Right.
This is 4th of July weekend. Independence Day is in a few days. But we want to welcome you guys that's coming in on the phone lines because, man, tonight is Bible study night.
It is Bible study night.
Yeah, it's Bible study night over here on the E-Man After Show. So we so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us tonight. Just in case you didn't get to do service today, wherever you're streaming from, you didn't, you know, do live streaming, or you didn't get to go into the house of the Lord today, we got a little word for you on tonight.
Right.
We want to appreciate all of you guys that join us every first Sunday night of the month. We do Bible study over here on the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to give you a little word on tonight. We have a pastor and we got a triple for you tonight. Got a duo for you tonight. Yeah, we got a pastor and first lady is going to be teaching us tonight. But we see you guys coming in on the phone lines. The phone lines are lighting up. The network is lit up because we're heard all around the globe. We're on all social media. Man, we're on so many different platforms out there. We're about on 50 different platforms. Man, won't you help me out with some of them platforms that we're on over there?
Just to list a few, we're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Deezer, Podcast Addict, Listen Notes, Player FM, Amazon Music, and Spotify.
Yes, and you can download all those apps, and you can listen to the E-Man After Show right now, live.
Right.
We're live on the air. I want to shout out to all the great personalities over here on We Talk Radio Network. Why? Because we've been around for 13 years. Mm-hmm. We are celebrating this year. We're celebrating this month. We're celebrating our 13th year over here at We Talk Radio Network. Yes, We Talk Radio has been founded by Miss Kia Davis. You know, shout out to you, Miss Kia D.
Yes,
had an opportunity, man, to talk to her this week. I think she's out of town because her daughter entered the competition of wrestling. And shout out to little Riley.
Shout out to little Riley.
Yeah, so I believe they're out of town. And so shout out to you guys. I know she's somewhere listening, but shout out to you, Miss Kia D, and tell your daughter to bring the crown back.
Right.
Shout out to each and every one of you. Hope you have had a blessed day on today. While we're doing shout outs, I do want to shout out to Kayla Turner.
Yes,
my son's girlfriend. Shout out to you. Today is her born day.
Right.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Kayla.
Yeah, happy birthday to you, Kayla. If you're out there listening, You know, today is her born day. She was they are celebrating on tonight. So get your little cake, get your little ice cream, and sit back. If you're listening to the E-Man After Show, we want to shout happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And you know, guys, we're a member of the Potter's House. Well, while we're doing our shout out to Bishop T.D. Jakes and the Potter's House Church of Dallas. We celebrated 27 years today.
Right.
It's our 27-year church anniversary. We had Pastor John P. Key. He threw down today.
Yes, he did.
Yes. But he blessed our hearts. So shout out to Bishop Jakes. Been standing on the wall over there in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And man, it's just been an awesome, blessed day. Hopefully you did service on today. Hopefully you did church today. But if you didn't, shout out to all of you guys that listen. The phone lines are lighting up. The network is lighting up. Why? Because every first Sunday we do a segment over here called a Bible study on the E-Man After Show. And when we're not doing that segment, we do another segment called Encouragement for the Soul. It's by Deacon Fred Bell.
Right.
And that's at 9:35 every Sunday night. But tonight we'll bypass this segment because we're going to be getting a little word tonight.
That's right.
We got some teachers that's coming in to teach us the Bible tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and so this segment here, people are just excited and delighted. They're elephant elated, you know, they peacock proud. How you know, happy? You know why? Because, you know, it is this saying, man, that whatever you go to bed on and that you lay down on, that you would, you know, it'd be in your psyche. And so, you know, we try to give people some words so they can lay down on and get some good sleep. And so tonight we're going to do that through teaching the word of God. Because, wow, we got a pastor and a first lady on tonight is going to help us out. That's Pastor Johnny Smith and Lady Tamika Smith. They are teaching us on tonight.
They are.
Yes. They are teaching us on tonight. And, we see him standing by on the phone lines. Yes, and he's the proud pastor of Kingdom Family Worship Center. You guys know what Mesquite, Texas is.
Right.
If you don't know what Mesquite, Texas, he's 635 out that way. Off of 30, you know, yeah, you could go out that way. And he has an awesome ministry. Just a great pastor and a fine brother and a fine first lady. You know, we had an opportunity to serve him down through the years. And just so excited to have him on tonight, Mandy.
Yeah, we're excited to have Pastor Johnny and First Lady Tarika Smith.
What did I say, Tamika?
You
I
did.
Said Tarika.
You said Tamika. It's Tarika.
Tarika Smith.
Yes.
Well, y'all, listen, it's a typo on my paperwork.
I hope it's your paperwork and not mine. But yeah, yeah, so we're so happy to have, we're always happy to have the Bible studies for the first Sunday of the month.
Right, right.
Amen. We've received great feedback regarding the Bible studies. You know, so many people have been encouraged.
Right, right.
So as we continue on throughout this year, people will continue to come on and give us the word of the Lord, you know, and teach the word of God the way he gives it to them. So we're very appreciative to all of the ones that have come on and shared the word of God with us. Yeah, so guys, you want to make sure on next week, because it will not be this week, because we see the Fred Bell supporters on the line. Make sure you come on next week to listen to Encouragement for the for Your Soul by Fred Bell. Those are some awesome segments. And so tonight we do have Bible study. So make sure you guys give us a call tonight and tune in at 563-999-3456. Yes.
And also, you can follow us on our YouTube channel. Listen, we have a YouTube channel. That's one word. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment, but you can go to We Talk Radio Network. But, man, if they need to subscribe, how do they subscribe for We Talk Radio Network?
So you would just simply hit the subscribe button. Also, do not forget to hit the notification bell so that you can be notified when We Talk Radio Network family upload new content.
Man, the phone lines are lit up. The people are coming. We're giving you guys a chance to come in. Come on in tonight. You know, Pastor Johnny is not a stranger to the E-Man After Show.
Right.
I think we had him last year when we did Pastor Appreciation Month.
Mm-hmm.
He came on and we interviewed him. Just a great interview.
It was a great interview. Amen.
Yeah, so we just appreciate all of these pastors. And I'm quite sure he preached the word on today. And, you know, guys, this is a late show, but we're in so many different time zones. It's evening time somewhere. It's morning time somewhere. It's nighttime somewhere. But we have him tonight, and we know it's a late show. But, man, we're getting ready to bring them in because, listen, guys, we want you to sit back. Get your Bible out, your phone, whatever you use.
Right.
Why? Because, you know, they tag team. They They're out there on Facebook just as well. They ministers out on Facebook, and they teach Bible study. They had an awesome Bible study teaching this past week. Mm-hmm. I believe it was Wednesday or Tuesday, and I can't remember. But I think they was talking about secular music or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, do Christians listen to secular music? Mm-hmm. It was a good teaching in the perspective that they came from. They did a great job. And so, you know, I deal with so many pastors, because those of you that follow the E-Man After Show, you know, I'm an engineer, mm-hmm. Sound engineer, and I'm into that field of production. Mm-hmm. And I get to deal with a lot of great pastors and helping serving them in that capacity when it comes to sound and lighting and all of that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, fellowship and have fun just down through the years making acquaintance with a whole lot of pastors, because I do a whole lot of work for a lot of churches.
Right.
And this pastor right here, you know, he's a friend of mine, friend of the families. Mm-hmm. And we're just so peacock proud of them. They're just doing a job. Listen, Mesquite is better because his church is over in Mesquite, Texas.
Mm.
Y'all know what Mesquite, Texas, that you know, it used to, long time ago, and we get ready to bring them in. You know, to live out in Mesquite when we grew up, and then we talking about the early 70s and the 80s, it was real prejudice out that way. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Black folk just didn't hang out in Mesquite. You understand? Mm-hmm. If you did, you probably going to get ran from out there. But times have changed now.
Yes.
And Pastor John is out there in Mesquite, mm-hmm. Texas. And listen, the city is better. Why? Because we got believers, and we got somebody that's putting their foot to the plow, and so they're teaching the word of God, because this is you know, I always tell people, you know, this is what I like about preachers. I like preaching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a thing where you can preach, you can teach, but also can you reach?
Right.
You know,
right.
It's one thing to be able to teach and preach,
uh-huh.
but are you reaching?
Yeah.
You know, just to teach the Bible and reach no one,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how that works. If you're teaching, you should be able to reach someone. And
right.
So them just always the categories that I love just to kind of throw out there, because we always want to be about, if we're going to teach God's word, if we're going to preach God's word, if we're going to talk God's word, we need to be reaching somebody.
Right.
And they're doing that over in the Mesquite area over there.
Okay.
And so, man, we get ready to bring, listen, the phone lines are lit up tonight. If you'll go ahead and hit option one, I think, hit option one, Pastor, so I can have to find your number. Because I'm trying to scroll down and find you. That's number one on your phone. It'll signal me and it'll let me know that you're on the line. I believe he's on the line. I'm trying. Yeah, he just hit option one. We'll bring him in, because there's right. a lot of numbers that stole there, because my system don't give names.
Mm-hmm.
You just give numbers. Right. So we want to appreciate you guys. They are coming in on the network. They are on for the time ticker is going off. Hopefully you had a blessed day on today.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you guys have sat back and got you something to eat, and you sit back to relax, and, man, we have had a blessed day. Once again, shout out to Bishop P.D. Jakes and the Potter's House Church. For
right.
27 years, man, I've been serving the Potter's
years.
House.
Yes.
And, boy, Pastor John P. Key, he came on with it today.
He did.
Yes, and so we want to shout out to those that ministry over there that I've been just a part of, and just so eloquent and lady. You know, I'm trying, next week, guys, on the 16th, we do have Kareem Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's doing the TAP Award in Oklahoma City.
Right.
And he used a lot of big words, so, man, I'm trying to use some big words on tonight. But with further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring the pastor and the first lady, because we got a duo in here for you guys tonight. Let's see if we can bring them into the conversation. 6894. Hello, Pastor Johnny. How are you tonight, sir?
Hey, man, how y'all doing?
Doing good. Welcome to the E-Man After Show. Well, welcome back to the E-Man After Show. You're no
Amen.
Stranger.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir.
I just want to thank you guys for this opportunity mm-hmm. again. It's always a pleasure to come on the E-Man and Mindy Show. Good to talk to you guys again.
Yes.
Y'all are also tag team partners.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we try to tag team it, you know, Pastor. We come off of her show, and then we run over here and try to tag team over here. It's hard keeping her up after 9 o'clock, too.
Listen, the first show, we do so much talking. Look, we do a lot of talking the first show, so this is the second show 2 hours later. But,
oh, wow.
Pastor, Johnny, we're so happy tonight. We're very grateful to have you and Lady Tarika tonight. And we're expecting.
Yes. Is the First Lady well with you, sir?
I think I heard.
Yes, right here.
I am here. Amen. I'm ready for whatever God wants us to do on tonight. Amen. But we thank you again for having us to be a part of the show. Amen. And we just thank you all again.
Well, we're excited and delighted to have you on tonight.
We are.
And, man, we're getting ready to turn y'all loose. The phone lines are lit up. The network is lit up. People are listening all around the globe. You know, I checked out y'all Bible study the other night, and y'all did an awesome job. Y'all was talking about secular music. Do Christians listen to, I think that's what y'all was talking about. Do Christians listen to secular music? I thought you guys did a great job. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's a hot topic. It's something that, you know, needs to be addressed and curiosity out there in the world. But, yeah, it's a hot topic.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, y'all did an awesome job. And, you know,
Thank you.
It was a great, you know, perspective of it. Putting it in its right context.
Right.
You know, because as I was listening, there is no bad music. But it's what you're listening to and the content of what you're listening to, what you're allowing to go into your, you know, your psyche. But you guys did a great job. But tonight we have y'all, and we get ready to turn you guys loose. And some pastor and first lady, the way we normally do it, we'll just let you guys go in your own way. Those of you on the phone line, if you have any questions, you can hit option one. And when you guys finish, we'll bring any questions in. If not, me and Manny just will wrap it up with you guys. And, and so you guys, y'all can go in the way that God have y'all to go, and it's all y'all's from the rest of the show. I won't interrupt until y'all got up at 11 o'clock. Don't know if you're going to teach that long, but, you know.
We ain't going to be real, man.
I don't know, Pastor Johnny. Lady Tarika sound like she ready.
Yes, she is ready.
Well, it's all y'all. Y'all can go in y'all own way, and we just sitting back just listening. Y'all can take it away from here.
Okay. Before we get started, I would always like to give honor to God, who's the head of my life, and to Kingdom Family Works Center, and to First Lady Smith. And once again, I just like to thank E-Man and Mindy for this opportunity to bring the Word of God. Now, tonight you're coming from the book of Matthew, 19th chapter, starting at the 16th verse. I'm going to pray while y'all turning there. Father God, bless us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, incline our ears to hear, and Lord, that we may take what we hear, Lord, and apply it to how we walk in you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Book of Matthew, 19th chapter, starting at the 16th verse, but I'm going to go ahead and give you the subject of tonight. You got to give up some stuff to follow Jesus.
Amen.
You have to give up something, give up some stuff to follow Jesus. And as I was saying earlier, we're coming from the book of Matthew, the 19th chapter, the 16th verse. Go ahead and get started. And behold, the 16th verse, one came and said unto him, good master, what good things shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Young man coming unto Jesus, asking Jesus a question. Verse 17, and he said unto him, this is Jesus saying, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one. That is God. But if thou would enter into life, he said, keep the commandments. The 18th verse. And he said unto him, which, Lord, which one? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Verse 19. Jesus said, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The 20th verse, the young man's response to what he said. The young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lackest I? He said, Lord, everything that you name, I've been doing that. And the next question that he asked, He said, what's left for me to do?
What's lacking?
What's lacking? And notice what Jesus said in the 21st verse. Jesus said unto him, if thou would be perfect, okay, he said, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Jesus spoke to where he was having an issue with.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord told him to give what you have so that you can be perfect. Go and sell that thou hast and give it to the poor. And thou shalt have treasures in heaven. He said, come and follow me. Look at the young man's response in verse 22. And when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had a lot of money. He had great possession. Now, let's step back a little bit. He was doing the commandments, but this young man had a problem with being covetous. He had something that was hindering him from following Christ. And the Lord, who knew all things, who had the Spirit of God without measure, looked at his heart. Now, he heard what he was saying, but the Lord looked at what was his heart, and the Lord spoke to it. He said, now give what you have to the poor. And he said, come and follow me that you may have treasure in heaven. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. Now, I thought he wanted something. He came to the right one, baby, and that was Jesus. He came to the Lord asking him, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And when Jesus told him, and the reason that he walked away, the scripture said that he had great possession.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In order for one to follow Jesus and to be in right standing with God, whatever hindering you, you're going to have to turn it loose.
Amen.
It was his money what was the problem.
Mm-hmm.
He had a problem with money. Now, he got his money, but he did not want to turn a loose of what was holding him.
Amen.
And what was holding him was money.
Mm-hmm. And so just to piggyback up on the title on tonight, Matthew 19, the 16th through the 30th, the topic is you have to give up something to follow Jesus. And so to kind of look at it as the day-to-day life, you know, to give up something, you must give something away.
Yes.
To hold on to something or to hold something, you must give it away.
Right.
And then to love something, you must give something away. You have to give something up or give something away in order to get what you want. For example, you want to lose weight. You have to give up certain foods.
Amen.
And you have to apply a new diet towards your life in order to be healthy, in order to lose that weight. And so to give up something to follow Jesus, it requires sacrifice.
It requires sacrifice.
It requires you to really look at your life and say, okay, am I really just living a good life?
Mm-hmm.
But am I living a saved life? Am I living a life that's fulfilling the commandments in which God has instructed me to follow? And so just using as this particular chapter, this particular young guy, he had to have been somebody of great wealth.
Yes.
And he had to have been somebody who pretty much live a good life.
Yes.
But is your good going to get you into heaven?
No.
We have good people around the world, but does that mean that that qualification that you call good will it apply toward God's commandments?
Yes, yes. Amen. But at the same time, let me get straight to it, straight to the point. Nothing wrong with you having money.
Nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
But don't let the money have you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The problem with everything, y'all, 1 Timothy 6 and 10 says, for the love of money is the root of all evil.
He didn't say money was evil.
I done heard people quote that so wrong all down through the year. Money is the root of all. Money, the money is evil. Money is not evil. Money is a necessity.
Correct.
You got to have money in order to survive. If you don't have no money, you're going to be out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
It takes money to run the church. Mm-hmm. It takes money to do everything. Nothing wrong with you having wealth. But see, the thing about it, y'all, we allow what we have control us.
Correct.
The Bible says, 3 John 1 and 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things
mm-hmm.
that thou mayest what? Prosper.
Uh-huh.
And be in health even as thy soul prosper.
Mm-hmm.
So it's God's will that you prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Not only prosper, that you be in health.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the man had a problem, y'all, with covetousness.
Right.
He did not want to turn loose what was in him from having what Jesus said that he can have. He didn't want to give it up.
But even in his own mind frame, he knew something was missing from his life.
He didn't know.
He knew that he was short somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he identified Jesus, he said, good master.
Mm-hmm.
In which he knows that, hey, this he's heard about Christ. He's heard about Jesus, and he knows what the commandments are.
That's
but
right.
He knew something was missing from his life. He knew that he had something that he was short in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like us. Just because I do every commandment or try to do every commandment, I'm short of something.
You're short somewhere.
We are all short of something. It does not matter what your title is. It does not matter what your degree in. We
Come on,
all
man.
Are going to be short of something.
Amen.
And we have to acknowledge that we are not perfect.
Amen.
We are not perfect. We are daily walking to perfection. And so as long as we live here on this earth, there is going to be something that we are short of. But what is that thing that you have or you're holding on to that you don't want to give up?
That you don't want to give up. So you just said the key word, that you don't want
that you
to give
do
up.
Not want to
See,
give up.
It's hard to get a person delivered that like what they do.
Absolutely.
If you want your devil, I can pray all night long, fast and pray, the devil that's in you ain't going to leave
no,
because you want your
because
devil.
Because you want mm-hmm. right. So you're not
right.
willing to release that thing that you know you need to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
You're not willing to release him or her because you love it. Like you said, when you love what you do, it's in you. You love it. You're not willing to release it. But if we are going to enter into eternal life, we have to give up something to follow Jesus. Following Jesus requires some life adjustments.
Amen.
It requires some putting on. It requires some pulling off. It requires us to make wise decisions, rearrangements. We have to do something to follow him. We have to analyze our own life. We have to work out our own salvation. Amen?
Amen.
When you follow someone, you first have to trust them. Do we really trust Jesus? Do we really trust God enough with our lives that we'll give up everything to follow him?
Everything. But see, he was just talking.
He was just talking.
Because Jesus looked at what was in his heart, not only heard what he said,
mm-hmm.
but his heart, y'all, was holding on to something that was hindering him from going forth in the law.
Right.
Something that he liked.
Mm-hmm.
Something that he wasn't prepared to hear what Jesus said.
And sometimes we ask questions that we don't want truth to.
Yes, do.
We want somebody to sugarcoat something for us to appease us. But when we ask questions, do we really want the truth to it? And in this case, did he really want Jesus to respond the way he responded? No, because he started to get personal with him. God deals with us personally. It don't have nothing to do with my husband. It don't have nothing to do with my children. When I am walking before God in this life that I'm living, it's between me and God. God deals with us on an individual level. What is it that I'm holding on to that prevents me from moving to the next level in Christ? Am I willing to give it up to follow Jesus? Because a lot of stuff, we don't want to give up.
That's right. Sometimes it could be your man that you have to give up, or your boyfriend or your girlfriend. It can be that woman that's hindering you and keeping you from going further in the Lord. What are you willing to give up to have eternal life? You got to give up something in order to follow Jesus. And the thing about it, you know what you need to give up.
You know what you need to give up, but you don't want to.
But if you don't want to, then I can't help. The Lord can't help. See, God ain't going to go against your will. He's not going to go against what you like and what you want. Follow Jesus, as First Lady stated, you got to make some sacrifices. You got to give up some stuff. You got to give up some friends. You got to give up some family members. Now, I wish I had time to explain that. Because anything that keeps you from growing in Jesus, that keeps you from going forth in the Lord, you got to release it. If Big Mama is a hindrance to you, Big Mama, I love you, and I hear what you're saying, but I don't receive what you're saying when it comes to my Lord. But at the same time, y'all, nothing wrong with money. It's how what you do with your money. You got to do the right thing and be good stewards over what God has given you. Proverbs 11 and 28 says, he that trusted in riches shall fall. The rich young ruler trusted in his wealth. But notice what the verse said. But the righteous flourish as a branch. Don't get me wrong. God wants to see you blessed. God's will is for you to be blessed. But baby, everybody can't handle the blessings of God. When God begins to pour his blessings out on people, y'all, some people can't handle wealth. They can't handle millions of dollars. If you can't handle the little money that you got now, why is God going to give you millions of dollars?
And in this particular scripture that we're talking, this chapter we're talking about, you know, dealing with his personal encounter with Christ, his situation was regarding giving up his possessions to feed the poor. And everybody's situation is different.
Amen.
Are you willing to give up that midnight snack to go in the closet and pray? Are you willing to give up that job that's keeping you bound that you cannot get to church? You cannot get to the house of worship. Everybody has their own individual affair, and it may not be money. It could be, as you said, it could be a person. It could be yourself. It could be your lack of your lack of enthusiasm about Christ. We want Christ to move. We want God to do this and do that. We expect God to move when we pray, but we don't want to do the things that we need to do in order for him to move, but we want him to move. We don't talk to him. We don't spend time to him, but, oh, God, I need healing. Well, when God was looking at us at midnight, we got up to go get a snack, but we didn't go in the closet to pray. That could have been your very door to get your healing. But because we are not sensitive to God's spirit, we go and do other things besides getting into the vein of God so we can hear him clearly. And so we miss God. We miss out on opportunities to be blessed because we are walking in disobedience. We're walking in the flesh. You can't fulfill the things of the spirit walking in flesh. So in his situation, he's talking about possession. He's talking about money. But one thing I like about Christ is when Jesus was dealing with him, He said, well, go and get that you have and give it away.
And give it away.
Now, had he had to use some wisdom, me giving up something for Christ, I'd get it all back in return.
Mm-hmm.
But because he was so selfish and he wanted to hold on to something, that money ain't going nowhere. When you die, it's not going in there. It's not getting in a casket with you. If it is, somebody going to dig that grave up, go off in there and get it out of there and keep moving.
Amen.
Amen. But in his defense, he said, I've done everything that I was commanded to do. And people feel like just because I'm in every auxiliary, feel like I'm in the choir, I'm in the praise team, I'm on the usher board, I'm doing good work. But your good work will not get you into heaven.
No, it won't.
You can do good work and still bust hell wide open.
Yeah.
Come on, first lady.
Same time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At the same time. Don't get me wrong now.
Amen.
You can be a Christian. You can be saved and have money.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with you having money.
As long as you use wisdom with it.
Long as you use wisdom and gain knowledge and get wisdom will show you how to use the knowledge that you gain.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, y'all, you've got to give up that you don't want to give up to follow Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And what are you willing to give up?
Yes.
What's keeping you from making a total commitment to Jesus Christ?
Amen.
It's something that's hindering us, y'all. Hebrews 12:1 says, before sin, we have also have compassed about so great a cloud of witness. And notice what it says. Let us lay aside every weight, that stronghold.
Amen.
And sin, which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Baby, you got to give up something. The Bible says it is your sin that separates you from your God, and that's the reason he ain't hearing your prayer.
Absolutely.
That's the reason he won't answer your prayer, because you have sin there, y'all, and it separates. It caused God to turn his back on you. So you got to get rid of the hindrance. You got to get rid of the weight. You got to get rid of the iniquity in order to be in right standing with God, and how you do that is through repentance.
Yes.
I thought the young man wanted something.
He did want something.
He wanted something, but he didn't want to give up something.
He wanted something, but he didn't want the truth.
He didn't want the truth.
And a lot of times it's hard for us to look at ourselves and accept where we are.
Mm-hmm.
We want it. You want to be a shape of a cocoa, of a 1 liter,
mm-hmm.
but you're a 2 liter.
Yeah.
Are you willing to give up those snacks and those cakes and those pies, cold pies and cookies and Snickers in order to get in a 1 liter bottle? See, mentally we can see it, but physically we're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way in the spirit. We want the gifts. We want the benefits of Christ, but we don't want to give our life over to Christ. We still want to straddle the fence. We still want to jump in and jump out when we want to, but we don't want to sacrifice and give it up. Having eternal life does not rely on just your good actions. It does not rely only just you being a good person. There's a lifestyle. There's a required lifestyle, a required practice of the word daily, actively in your life, a change, a denouncement from certain things that are contrary to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, we want to do certain things, but we don't want to get it over. I don't want to let Johnny go because Johnny tickles my feathers. I don't want to let Susan go because she knows what to do. We don't want to give it up,
mm-hmm.
because we are, sometimes it could be soul ties.
Amen.
You don't want to break that tie with that person. He makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But feeling good can send you straight to hell.
Amen. But at the same time, once again, you got to let something go.
You have to let it go.
Okay? Everybody can walk with Jesus, but walking with Jesus requires a sacrifice.
Yes.
On the individual part.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give up something.
Yes.
You got to give up everything that's hindering you from moving forward in God. Mm-hmm. And what get me the most is when Jesus told him, the Bible said he went away sorrow. Now, he gave him the truth.
Uh-huh.
And what do he needed to do to inherit eternal life? But he loved money more than he loved what Jesus was telling him to do.
Mm-hmm.
See, we put too much trust in money.
Okay.
That's the problem.
Okay.
The scripture also said, y'all, that money answers all things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you got money, you don't need to use a lot of faith. Why are you going to use faith when you can just go buy what you want?
Absolutely.
You don't need faith when you got money. But if something comes along with having a lot of money, a lot of money is going to send a lot of people to hell. But at the same time, nothing wrong with you having it. It's what you doing with what God have blessed you. Are you feeding the needy? Are you feeding the poor? Are you taking care of people that's in your church? The thing about it with me is, y'all, it's something wrong when your car costs more than your church. It's something wrong when the church roof is falling in. It's something wrong, y'all, but you got a business and your building look like a shack.
Okay.
Mm. Now, if I'm going to talk about prosperity, I first got to be partakers of what I'm talking about. My shoes can't be run over. I can't have the worst suit, and I'm talking about God is in the blessing thing. First of all, I first got to be partakers of what I'm telling the members. So your pastor is representing you, and he's supposed to look good. She's supposed to look good, but at the same time, it should be more than one Bentley in the church parking lot.
Amen.
The members supposed to have some stuff, but God can't bless all of us with money because some people will take God's blessings and go back in the world and serve the devil. It used to be a point in time in my life, y'all, if God would have blessed me with a whole lot of money, I'm not going to tell you that I'd be pastoring today. I would be in the Bahamas somewhere drinking something out of a coconut, and it won't be Kool-Aid. It'll be some Hennessy and some Coke, probably have a cigar in my mouth, probably be a Cuban cigar in my mouth.
Okay, all right. We're going back to what we were talking about. Amen. We're talking about you have to give up something to follow Jesus. Amen. And what is it that's hindering us? What is it that we're put? God said, I'm a jealous God.
Mm-hmm.
Have no other gods before me. Your job can be your God,
mm-hmm.
you know. And are you willing to give up that money? Or are you willing to give up that job to follow Christ, you know? And so as you were saying earlier that, you know, we don't want to give up certain things because I believe sometimes we're fearful of what we think we're losing.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, anytime you give up something for Jesus, you're not losing.
You're gaining.
You're gaining, amen. And so he went away sorrowful. He was hurt because of his great possessions, amen. And then in 23 verse, it says, then Jesus said unto his disciples, verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Notice what Jesus said. My Bible is read. Jesus is speaking.
Uh-huh.
He was talking to his followers, men that followed him.
Mm-hmm.
That a rich man hardly enter to the kingdom of heaven. It's hard, y'all, for a rich man to enter into the kingdom.
Okay.
He can, or she can.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus was telling them it's hard because they have put all of their trust in what they have.
Right.
Okay? They put everything in what they have. You can be on top of the hill today. Tomorrow you can be down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
You can be up today. Tomorrow or the next minute, you can be down.
Right.
The blessings of God make it rich
and
added no sorrow. See, a lot of this stuff these people saying that is a blessing from God, but they're sorrowful.
Right.
They're sorrowful.
Right.
The blessings of God make it rich and added no what? Sorrow.
Right.
Okay.
And to follow Christ, it's a cost. It's going to cost you something. There's a required cost that you have to pay in order to follow Jesus. You know, you have to give up. He's not saying to give up every single thing.
That's not what
but it's
saying.
That thing that's contrary to the word of God.
Amen.
Sometimes it could be self-righteousness that you need to give up. You know, you have to hand over everything and anything, you know, that you may think that you may think you're worthy of, but is it beneficial for your life? Is it going to help you do those things that Christ has commanded you to do?
Mm-hmm.
And the 24th verse said, "And again I say unto you,
mm-hmm.
it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." Mm-hmm. And what that is saying, y'all, during those times, they had like a gate.
Mm-hmm.
And the camel couldn't fit through it. He had to stoop down in order to squeeze through the gate.
Right.
So Christ was making reference to it's just like a camel going through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Yeah. And let me just say this here. The Bible said in Matthew 26:11, "For ye have the poor with you always."
Always.
Let me just say something. He wasn't talking about me. You're going to always have poor people.
Yes.
A poor man never gave me a job.
Mm-hmm.
A poor man can't do nothing for nobody in his state.
And it can also mean poor in mind.
It can be poor in mind,
poor
too.
Poor in spirit.
It can,
not just poor in money and possessions.
That's right. But he said you're going to always have poor people.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to always have that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In the 25th verse. "When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, then who can be saved?"
Right.
If I got to give up this, then who can be saved? That was a logical and feasible question for the man. They just asked him a question. What did Lord? Who can be saved?
Right.
The 26th verse will tell you. "But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with man this is impossible."
With man.
With man.
Mm-hmm.
"But with God, all things are what? Possible."
Correct.
And look at the 27th verse. "Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee." Now look what Peter came back with.
Mm-hmm.
"Lord, we've left our houses, we left our wives, we left our businesses, we gave it up to follow you."
Correct.
And look what he said. "What shall we have therefore?" That was a logical question.
Uh-huh.
I done gave up my livelihood. I done gave up being with my wife and my children, gone for certain length of time. I done gave up everything, my livelihood, to follow you.
Yes.
He said, "What am I going to have?"
Mm-hmm.
And look what Jesus said. "And Jesus said unto them, verily or truly, I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Mm-hmm. It's a blessing, y'all, in following Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus is going to make a way for you out of no way.
Yes.
God is going to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that there shall not be room enough to receive it. But let me just say this here.
Mm-hmm.
He can't bless all of us with money.
Absolutely.
We look for everything, later, Tariqa, to be money.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not know that somebody didn't wake up that morning?
That's right. That's
Did you not know that somebody is in ICU?
Uh-huh.
Did you not know that somebody's homeless?
Mm-hmm.
Did you not know that somebody has lost their entire family?
Right.
But he woke you up this morning, but we in our minds, we want everything to be Benjamin and Franklin.
Right.
We want everything to be money.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that, but he just told the disciples in the word what you going to have, and it pays to follow Jesus. After a while, don't be payday, but you got to stand firm,
yes,
and you got to believe and continue to walk with God no matter what. I don't care if the economy fails. God is going to make a way for,
yes,
those who love him. He said, "I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor have I ever seen his seed begging bread."
Absolutely, absolutely. Giving up something. Amen. To get something, you must give something away. You know, as I said earlier, to hold on, you know, to hold something, you must give something away.
You got to give it away.
To love something, you must get. You have to give something away in exchange for what you want. But the question is, how bad do you want it?
How bad do we want
what we want? And are we willing to really give it up? And a lot of times we give up something for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But then we'll go right back and get that very thing that we gave up that we don't need. And we start the process all over again.
Mm-hmm.
For example, God has delivered you and set you free. You go back out there and dig it up, put it back on, and walk back out. Now you got to be freed again because you gave it up, but you thought
mm-hmm.
you needed it.
That's right.
So you went back and you got it. It's how bad do we want to be free?
Amen.
How bad do we want to be saved? How bad do we want to be delivered? You know, it depends on what the price you want. You willing to pay?
That's right. And look what Jesus responds to everything in verse 29. And everyone that has forsaken, this was following him and giving up himself.
Uh-huh.
Everyone that has forsaken houses, our brother, see, sometimes, y'all, you got to let your brother or sister and father, a mother, wife, and children, and land for my sake.
Uh-huh.
It's a hindrance to you, and people are not willing to give up certain things
okay.
because it has an attachment to them.
Mm-hmm.
But Christ said, if it's hindering you, that means you got to let it go. If it's hindering your relationship with me, that means you need to part from it because I don't want nothing hindering my prayers or my relationship with the Father.
Right.
And he said, shall receive a hundredfold and shall inherit
everlasting
life.
Uh-huh.
You're going to live forever.
Yes.
You're going to have a glorified body, a resurrected body,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be in his presence for all of eternity. You got to give up something in order to get what he's saying
yes.
that you can have. What is it that's hindering you, keeping you from giving it up?
Yes, and again, as I said, in his story, you know, he's talking about God is dealing with him about his wealth. It can be a peace of mind.
It can be a peace of mind.
You know, what are you willing to give up to get the mind? It could be. You know, we could have hate in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
We can have unforgiveness in our heart.
Number one.
Want to be forgiven, but we don't want to forgive.
Don't work like that.
It doesn't work like that. So what are you really willing to give up? What's hindering you? First, we got to get personal with it.
Got to get personal.
It don't have nothing to do with, it's not a buddy system. Salvation is not a buddy system. It's an individual affair that is something I must do in order to get what Christ wants. He wants to give it to us, but because we don't want to open up and give that thing we need to give away in order to receive, in order to get something, in order to receive it, you got to give something away.
That's right.
You cannot walk in Walmart expecting to walk out the front door some people do, but you can't walk out the door with a big old screen TV without paying for it.
You want
this big old screen TV, but you don't want to pay the money, so you want to steal to get it.
Mm.
What are we willing to do to give, you know, what are we wanting to do to give up to get Christ? He is so much more than money.
Amen.
He's so much more than things. He's so much more than people and places. You know, you can have all that with Christ. You can live a good, saved life with Christ. We don't want to give up going to the club. We don't want to give up smoking. We don't want to give up drinking. What is it that's personal to you that's hindering you from getting the things that you need to get from God?
Amen. In verse 30, he says, but many that are first shall be last. And the last shall be first.
Amen.
Let me tell you what I seen a while back. I seen a man walking around the school on the park. He had a respirator on, and he was smoking a cigarette.
Okay, now that's just for food.
He had a respirator on, but yet he was smoking a cigarette. It's on the package, y'all, that saying you're going to get lung cancer sooner or later. But in order for me to not go there and get that disease right there, I got to do what? I got to give it up.
Right. So
If my liver is bad from drinking alcohol, that means if I want to continue to live, you can ask God to heal you all you want to. But if you still drinking Crown Royal and all the other Royal and Hennessy, your liver is gonna take you out of here. In other words, if you want to live, I'm just using that example.
You
got to part with something. You
right.
got to give something up in order to follow Jesus. See, the reason that we're having so many problems with it is because we like what we're doing.
We like what we do.
And if you like what you're doing, like I said earlier, if you like your devil, then keep your devil.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus came to set you free from your devil.
Right.
If he ain't going to force nothing on you, you got to willfully give it up in order to be a follower of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first
uh-huh.
the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
And that's the problem. We're not seeking him first in order to get all these things that can be added to us. But yet we want God to rain down things and benefits, but yet we're not wanting to get in the position in order to receive from him, because it's something hindering us. It's a blockage there between our receiving from Christ of what we need. And, man, we're talking about, again, just you have to give up something to follow Christ. What are we willing to give up to follow Jesus?
See, you can't have the devil and God.
Can't have both.
Choose you this day whom you going to serve.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to love one or you're going to hate the other.
Right.
And your lifestyle telling you who you love the most.
Absolutely.
How you live your life, it tells who you're following.
And you're showing who your dad is.
You're showing who your dad is. The scripture says in John 8:44, Jesus told the Pharisees and Sadducees, he said, ye are of your father, the devil.
Absolutely.
You just like your father, the devil. He was a liar and a murderer from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to follow him, y'all, the scripture says, y'all, in Matthew 16:24, it says, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man come after me,
uh-huh. he must
let him what? Deny himself.
Uh-huh.
Take up his cross and follow me. You got to deny yourself and take up your cross.
Yes.
Not sometimes. He said on a daily basis.
Uh-huh.
He said, and then follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is it profit a man if he shall gain this
whole
world
yes.
and then lose his own soul?
Yes.
Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then shall reward every man according to
his
work.
That's right.
What is it that you holding on to?
Yes.
What you holding on to? What is hindering you from going forth with God?
Amen.
You got to give up something.
Yes, to follow Christ.
To follow Christ. Are you willing
mm-hmm.
to give it up?
Yeah.
That's the problem. You just got to release it.
Mm-hmm.
And let, if you want to have a proper relationship with God,
mm-hmm.
he said, it is your sin that separates you from me.
Right.
So if my sin is separated from me to God, that means I need to repent
and turn
so that I can be back in right standing with God.
Right.
Amen. What are you willing to give up?
Amen.
Yeah, we're going to conclude it right here. We can go further. I don't want to go too long because I feel myself getting happy.
Yes, sir.
You know, and I don't want to start. I don't want to start. Y'all know how preachers do.
Yeah.
I don't want to start.
Amen.
Well, amen, amen. Those of you on the network on tonight, the phone lines are lit up, the network is lit up. If you guys have any questions, you can hit option one. We'll bring, if you have any question for Pastor and First Lady Tarika. It's Tarika, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my paperwork say something else. They got a typo
got
on my paperwork.
That
well, listen.
Okay.
They have took this particular scripture. Those of you on the phone lines, you can hit option one if you have any questions. That way I want to scroll down if you just want to encourage their heart, because they took this particular text, Matthew. They came from Matthew's, what is that, chapter 19, verses 16 through 30. They walked us through every the scripture there, through this whole text, and the title, the question to be asked, to give up something. You have to give up something to follow Jesus. What are you willing to give up? Just a real simple, he didn't want to get happy, and she is happy.
Right.
She just, hold your mule, Pastor, hold your mule. Why? Because it's so much meat in this particular text.
Right.
And ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines and on the network, wherever you're listening to us from, we are in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. This is why we're doing this particular segment on the E-Man After Show. We just want these plain, simple teachings of understanding the Bible and really getting back into the Bible.
Yes.
First Lady and Pastor, we just feel like after the COVID-19, people just kind of got out of the word. So we started this segment to encouraging people to get back into, because there's a whole lot of, as I'm listening to them teaching, Mandy, and those of you on the network, you got to understand the four Gospels, because if you know it or not, this particular this is a conversation that they are having with Jesus is having with a young rich ruler.
Right.
And all of us are rich in spirit if we serve in the Lord. Let's make sense of this. I'm going to disrupt your thinking here for a minute. But in this conversation, God is really, really serious about this conversation, because if you understand the four Gospels, this particular text is found three times in the Bible. It's found in Matthew's, it's found in Mark, and it's found in Luke. And each and every one of these particular scriptures says the same thing. And so it just makes Pastor and First Lady, because, I study the Bible, and I'm going to mess with your thinking here just a little bit, because they said you had to give up something. And First Lady alluded on a little bit of it. Pastor alluded on a little bit of it. But, this text to me is evangelizing just as well. It's evangelism and discipleship, because 26 says it's impossible to please God, right? It's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Which takes me, Mandy, back to verse 16. In verse 16, for me, I see God goodness. Then he have a set of rules. I'm just listening to him now. They talking about money, but I'm going to turn it a little bit, because they talking about giving up something. Then he have a set of rules. And so I want to talk to my Christian community right here now. Those of you that practice Christendom, are you willing to give, she said, are you willing to give up that self-righteous spirit? You understand what I'm saying? Are you committing adultery in church? Because you know you're married to this ministry, but you done slid over to this other ministry. Now you're married to this, because now you're committing adultery with two different ministries, because you know God sent you here, but you done ended up over here, and you're following someone that you really should be following. Now you confused because they teaching one thing. Are you willing to give all of that up? Because God is saying, he's asking, what are you really, are you setting up under a ministry that's stealing your aspirations? That's stealing, that's murdering your dreams. You understand? Because you got to understand the conversation. The conversation is the metaphor of money. He's using money because this is a young rich ruler. Somebody, Pastor and First Lady on the line, you're setting up in some ministry, and they're stealing your idea. You done went to them with an idea, now they done stole it. You understand what I'm saying? And they ain't gonna tell you they stole it. Someone today done preached a sermon that have murdered your whole, God done spoke to you, and by the time they get through preaching, they done murdered everything that you understand what I'm saying? We got to make this work, because the scripture teaches us, Mandy, and First Lady and Pastor, this word is to be made flesh. And I have to see myself in the Bible. He talking about the young rich ruler in this text. Let's take I think when Deacon Fred Bell started this segment, he said, take your name out and put Job's name
your
out
name.
And put your name. And in every lesson, I try to take these characters out. I'm taking the young rich ruler out, and I want to put myself in the story. You
Amen.
Put yourself in the story. What stuff are you really willing to give up to follow Jesus? Tell all of you pastors out there, this couple have taught us real simple. To all of you that's teaching and preaching the word of God, are you really willing to give up tradition out there on the network tonight? So many of us are so traditional, and we have grew up in God off of religion and off of heresy for so long until God is saying, I'm giving you the license to be free, and I'm giving you the license to, but you got to give up that spirit of religion. You got to give up that spirit of, what? Why? Because at the end of the day, you're a bus hell wide open too. You know, he's using it in money, but God is a jealous God. Most people, Pastor, and I got excited because I'm into the text just as well. Most people today have allowed their church, Mandy, to become their God. God is not church. You understand what I'm saying? Most people have allowed their ministries to become God. Most people have allowed their titles to become God. We have to separate. This is why, Pastor, you would always, those of you on the network hear E-Man say, we have narrowed God down to human form. God is not us. You understand what I'm saying?
And he's not a man.
Exactly. And so what's going on in this particular text, the metaphor, he's talking to a rich man. How do you see yourself in the text? What are you willing to out there? And man, I know you want to dive in here because we on mute. We over here writing, Pastor First Lady. We writing down stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. They done touched on something. And so to those of you that's all around the globe, that's in ministry, those of you that that's listening tonight, we want you to study because I believe in this whole conversation. God is trying to get our attention because because I done studied this text for a while. And I said, in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, John said is saying the same thing. And so, man, I know you got something to say. At the last of the text, he said, verse 30, what did he say in verse 30? That the first shall be last and the last shall. If you willing to give up your religion, if you really spirit, if you willing to give up, because some of y'all are committing adultery in church because you married to two and three different churches and you shacking up with them. Let's disrupt your thinking. You all over the place. And you really can't hear God because somebody else is religious, somebody else is spirit, spiritual. And so you just all are over the place. Are you willing to give that up to really walk with Christ where the last shall be first and the first shall be last? What is that saying to me? That's saying to me, and this is just my opinion. Y'all may have y'all out on the network. You can hit option one. I'll bring you in. My opinion is, if you willing to give all of that up, because it's a hard thing with God. God knows everything. Ain't nothing none of us doing going to shock God. He knows our thoughts are far off. He knows our ways are far off. And so just for me, Pastor and First Lady, I got so much out of this little, this simple teaching.
Bible study lesson.
Yeah. Bible study lesson until we want to provoke and prevail you to get back. And that's, as y'all was teaching, all of that was running in my head. And so I started writing stuff down. Why? Because you was talking about money and riches. But we rich in spirit, but we have a spirit in the land today in the church world that's killing believers with teaching, religion. We don't read so many doggone books until, we got a whole lot of information, but we don't have great revelation. And so we're not changing. Why? Because we don't want to give up them that what we was taught as a young boy. It's a stronghold of religious teaching that's out there that people have grew up on. They don't want to let go. Why? Because they don't know who they are in God. And so are you willing to give up that where you can come first with God, not with us? You know, we
right.
want you to be first with God, because at the end of the day, that's what's going to give you eternal life. Mandy, you got something to add to this?
Well, you said a whole lot, so I won't take a lot of time. But Pastor Johnny and First Lady Tarika, I can really appreciate the fact that you talked about sacrifice, sin, you made mention of soul ties, obedience, and also hell. I can really and with that being said, the message was very uplifting and encouraging, but it was a message for me of self-introspection and self-examination. So I can really appreciate you guys are teaching you're at the foundational teaching.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have gotten away from preaching sin, especially talking about soul ties. You know, a lot of people run from that, and it's absolutely real. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that you talked about money, and you talked about it from the spiritual aspect and from a practicality aspect. So I love mm-hmm. the fact that you explained what the verse really meant when you said the love of money. It's not money, because money is a necessity, but it's the love mm-hmm. of money. So it really, this message here for me, it causes me to look into my character. So I can really appreciate the foundational teaching. I don't have too much to say. You may kind of like covered it all, but what I had left, I will share. But I can really appreciate the realness of the word not being watered down, because a lot of times we're living in a time where people, a lot of times when they're teaching the word of God, there's certain words such as sin, obedience, soul ties that people they stray away from. So thank you.
Amen. And to those of you on the network tonight, and this is why we're doing this teaching. We want each and every one of you in your own way to go back and do a self-examination, because mm-hmm. as you was listening to them, it's personal with you and God. It's between you and God. And when we talk about conviction and we talk about sins, everybody's relationship is personal. And if you don't mm-hmm. do a self-examination for yourself, you know, you'll walk away, you know, how would you say it, Pastor? You'll walk away, you know, not really. That's why he said, in all thy getting, get understanding. You have to get understanding. And how do you get understanding? You get it from just practical, simple teaching, because if, you know, we're not all monolithic, and so we don't all think alike. You understand what I'm mm-hmm. saying? I may not think like you, and you may not think like me. This is why, you know, those of you that follow the E-Man After Show, I'm a member of the Partisan. My pastor just wrote a book, Disrupted Thinking. And so we're living in an hour where we got to disrupt a whole lot, because a lot of us have been taught, and we're still holding on to the strongholds of religion. Yeah. Teaching and the mindset, and I love what you guys were saying. Sometimes we are deemed things to be sin that's not sin, because money is not a sinful thing to have money. You understand what I'm saying? And so we want to just make sure that we really understand it and try to get out of our heads, because a lot of us done been taught so much, and it's real easy to go back to religion in the way that we was taught, way our mama was taught. He talked about Big Mama, way they was taught. So we believe we have to see it that way, and then we'll make the practice of things that God is trying to break us loose from to follow him at the end of the day. Because if I'm going to teach you, I need to reach you. If I'm going to preach to you, I need to reach you. Why? Because I want you to walk away understanding this Bible that we are in tonight. And so to all of you guys on the network, I'm trying to give people a chance to hit option one. Had nobody, a lot of time, Pastor and First Lady, they're sitting on the line and they're just eating it up. Because a lot of times you can explain the word of God to the point to where I guarantee you, to these people that's on the network tonight on the phone lines, see yourself in the story. You know, we're not here to judge. This is why I think I shared with you, Pastor Johnny. I didn't want to fire and hell brimstone. Man, we're not here to judge anybody, because we ain't the judge anyway.
Right.
At the end of the day, God is the only judge. But we do want you to walk away seeing yourself in the Bible. And if we can read the Bible, make sure you put yourself in the text. Why? Because you need to. to understand this Bible that we're reading, you need to see yourself in the areas that you need to see it in. And so, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines tonight, we see you there on the network. Just another great teaching over here on the E-Man After Show. And so, Pastor and First Lady, we want to thank y'all for teaching us tonight.
Yes.
Just a beautiful thing
to be on the show with you guys.
Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, they come from Matthew chapter 19. I can hardly read my own writing. Matthew 19, verse 16 through 30, you know, and they subject tonight was you have to give up something to follow Jesus. So do your self-examination. And please, ladies and gentlemen, don't miss them because people are weird. Pastor and First Lady, people are weird today. You know, people
yes,
will take this
are.
Sermon and they'll make this sermon be something that is not. Why? Because of the teachings that they grew up on. And they'll turn this whole sermon into something that it shouldn't be. Why? Because we are really missing what God is saying based off of how we've been taught, even coming up down through the year. Apply this word in your life. You know, don't be a hearer of it just as well. Be a doer of it just as well. But really hearing in your spirit what it is that you really heard tonight in this teaching. Get out. I'm trying to challenge you on the network to get out of your religious mindset of those teachings that you've been taught and you really missed the text. Because somebody on the line tonight, you're going to miss this text because you think he was just only talking about money. And
I
that's what he was talking about.
I love
and
the
so,
back how.
And so make sure that you really, really tonight, go back and study this text. I want you to go back and study this text on tonight. Matthew chapter 19. Let this be your homework for the week. Let this be your homework for the week and study this text. And you get out of this particular text what God, the metaphor is about money. But you got to understand the conversation. The conversation is coming up three times in the Bible. In each conversation is written the same way, but you got to understand the conversation. And once you understand the conversation, trust me, you will get free, you will get delivered, and you will end up in heaven and not in hell. So, Pastor, First Lady, we want to thank you on tonight. Just a blessing to be over here on the E-Man After Show. Mandy, you had something else?
No, I was just piggybacking. I was going to say I love the fact that First Lady Tarika, she put the text in so many different perspectives. You know, she made it personable with us as we were listening. She said, your issue, your challenge, I paraphrase, may not be money. It may be A, B, C, or D. So I love the fact that she took us out because it's easy for us to say, I don't have an issue with money and ignore the issue, the real issue. So I love the fact that you guys put, you know, you gave us different perspectives. So I honestly believe that those on the, that are listening on the network and on the phone line, and I know for myself, got it. You know, got it because it wasn't just put in the box of money. It was just put in a range of things that we can struggle, have challenges with, or just need to allow God to come in and work on in us.
Amen. Well, First Lady, I have nobody here. Option one, Pastor. So I'm assuming no one have any question. The phone lines are lit up. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you anywhere close in the because we broadcast down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. They're in Mesquite, Texas. If you anywhere close over there by the Mesquite area, you need to catch the bus, Gus, and slide over to the Kingdom Family Worship Center. Pastor, won't y'all tell us when y'all church services is over there, sir?
Oh, church service is at start at 11 on Sunday, and we're on Facebook on Wednesday from 7 to 8. I don't have church a long time. I'm not that type of preacher.
Yes, sir.
I get on out.
You hit it again.
You know, people's time is real valuable. You know, not if the Spirit of God take over, then that's different.
I understand. Yes, sir. First Lady, why don't you tell us what that location is for those that's listening on the network? Because we got some people over in Mesquite that are listening on tonight.
Yes, we're at 801 West Kearney, and that is Suite 200, Mesquite, Texas, 75149.
Amen, amen. So if you guys down in that area, you want to get some of this great teaching, and won't you give them a visit? Go over there and worship with them. Go on Facebook. What is that? Johnny Smith, Pastor Johnny Smith, Tarika Smith. Mm-hmm. Go on their Facebook page. They teach together. They tag team together. You know, this is the first over here on the E-Man After Show. We hadn't had a tag team yet. We ain't had a duo yet.
Right.
And so we want to appreciate y'all tonight taking out your time. I know you guys probably have had a long day, such as ourselves. We have had a long day. But listen, somebody was encouraged tonight. Somebody's heart was uplifted, because tonight when they go to bed, they'll be in the bed, First Lady, I hate to see it like this. You really want to go to sleep real quick? Put that Bible in the bed with you.
You're absolutely right. Amen.
Yeah, Lord. It'll help you go on to sleep, but you'll lay down with that word in your psyche. That's the most important. Well,
amen.
Guys, we want to appreciate y'all once again. It's just a blessing, and we want you guys to come back at the end of the month, because now, Pastor and First Lady, I'm running out of months now. We're doing this for the whole year of 2023. We started in February of this year. And the concept of this teaching, Pastor and First Lady, I'm going to pick someone to come back in 24 just to teach the whole year. So, you know, I'll be laying before the Lord. I don't know which one it's going to be, because I have a lot of pastors that came on and is coming on. And so we're going to pick someone at the first of the year. We're just going to make this a segment throughout the year. The owner of the station is for it. People are listening all around the globe, and it is allowing people and challenging people to get back into the Word of God without any type of reservation. Just really trying to get people to get back into the Bible, which we call back to the Bible.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Y'all could be the teachers for 2024. We don't know yet.
Right.
Yeah, we
let
got a few
God,
more.
Let God lead you. Let God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So we're gonna be doing that. And so if y'all guys come back, those of you on the network, come back at the end of the month. We got, believe we have Tony Cummins. Elder Tony Cummins from the Potter's House. He'll be with us.
Amen.
See, now I have to do two Sundays, because I'm running out of months, Pastor First Lady. And I got a few more months, and I got a whole list of pastors that's coming on. And so
Amen.
I want to appreciate y'all guys. So if you guys want to give any shout-outs, because maybe somebody you had listening, because the phone lines are lit up, the network is lit up, if you guys want to give any shout-outs, you can do that at this moment. But Pastor, I'm going to ask you, or First Lady, I'm going to ask you guys to pray us out tonight. We like to pray out with a great word. And I would just say, man, just lift up this world. There's just so much going on, you know. And you guys can do that at this moment.
Kingdom Family Worship Center and all the preachers that tuned in on tonight and was a part of listening to us tonight. I just want a shout out to everyone that came on that know us and that was able to come on and be a part of it tonight.
Yes, sir. First Lady.
Hey, man, I just want to thank God for everybody that tuned in, you know, that know us, as well as, again, we want to thank you all for the opportunity and just that, or, you know, our continued prayers for you all getting the word out through your show. Amen. That's
yes, ma'am.
A blessing, you know, that the world can hear, because a lot of people are not coming to the church. Amen. You know, and so this word can get out through you all's ministry. So, again, we thank you all for this, the opportunity to take time just to say something about Christ and point people towards Christ. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we it's our pleasure. Well, Pastor, First Lady, well, let's do it like this, since we got a duo tonight. This is the first, so I'm juggling this tonight because y'all the first tag team. First Lady, why don't you pray, and then, Pastor, we just touch and agree, and then you close it out, Pastor. Why don't we do it like that?
Okay. Amen. Father, we just want to thank you, God, for your word. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for your word that we need so daily, God, part of our lives every single day, God. And we pray that something was said on tonight, Lord God, that points people to you, God. Amen. You said, God, if you be lifted up, you'll draw flesh unto yourself. And God, we just ask, oh God, that even as we lay down on tonight, that our sleep will be sweet, God. We thank you for your protection, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing, God. Father God, we even thank you for saving and setting free on tonight, Lord God, by your power, Lord God. And Father God, we ask these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, asking, Lord, that you will look on Eman and Mindy on tonight, Father God, that you will continue, Lord, to bless them and continue, Lord, to use them, Father God, in their ministry, Father God. And Father God, let us lie down and let our sleep be sweet, Father God.
Oh,
in
yes.
the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. We touch and agree. Y'all get some rest, and we'll be talking to you soon. Great job on tonight.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, you as well.
Good night, ma'am. Good night, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Pastor Johnny and Pastor First Lady Tarika Smith of Family with the Kingdom Family Worship Center over here in the Mesquite area. We want to thank them for taking out their time tonight, Mandy, to join us.
Right.
We want to thank all of you guys that's on the network on tonight. Well, Mandy, it's been another great episode. That's all we got for tonight is just Bible study.
Is my mic?
Yeah, your mic is on. You got to talk up.
Okay. I thought my mic was off all this time.
No.
Okay.
Well, you can't hear in your earpiece?
I barely could. I thought you had turned me off.
No, you're on. At least I can hear you well.
Okay.
I'm quite sure you could be heard. And ladies and gentlemen, we want to appreciate all of you guys on the network tonight. Shout out to the owner and founder, Miss Kia Davis. They'll be coming back in. She's listening on the network on tonight.
Shout out.
We want to appreciate all of you guys. Man, this Bible study. You know, different ones come on and teach. You know, they have their perspective, and we have our perspective. You know, not you know, once again, just for me. You know, because the kind of ministry I sit up under. You know, I'm always going to take the Bible where I can see myself in the Bible because it wouldn't benefit me none to read it. Because I read the Bible because number one, the Bible was written culturally. I have to see culturally myself in the Bible to really get real great revelation. And to those of you that's out on the network tonight, we challenge you to get back into the Word of God. Well, we got the other Tony Cummins will be with us. I believe we're doing this, ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the month now, and so we're going to have another Bible study at the end of the month.
So awesome.
You know, and so we're going to be doing two through on out through, what, January? We'll be doing two, and then we'll decide which one we're going to use for the year.
All right.
And so we're narrowing this. I got you down for November.
Who?
You.
I thought I was December.
Well, December. Okay. I think it's December.
Either one is fine.
Well, we got Dr. Tamara Thomas is coming on. We got so many different ones that's going to be coming on and teaching. So we got to do two in the month, in these later months. And so we hope you guys are being encouraged. We hope you guys are being blessed. Now, let me go ahead and do this disclaimer. I seen a whole – I ain't going to say – I don't want to over-exaggerate. But I seen all the Freer Bed Ikes call in.
They call in
10 minutes before he come on.
They do.
And they stay on for a little while. Well, y'all come back next Sunday night. Y'all will get a encouraging word from Deacon Fred Bell, you know.
Yes.
A lot of times they just sit there and listen to the Bible study. So, Dr. Fred, if you know, I'm quite sure, he probably don't know who's all coming on, but they come on, and so I'm not for sure if they understand we're doing a Bible study every first Sunday. They listen for a while. They're like, well, they ain't Fred Bell.
Right.
You know, but we want to appreciate them that call in each and every Sunday night. We want to appreciate you guys that call in each and every Sunday night that follow the E-Man After Show. You know, man, you can't be sleeping. We off? Are you off tomorrow? You're not off tomorrow, right?
Mm-mm. Well, I'm off Tuesday.
I'm off tomorrow. I'm off for 2 days now. You know, we don't go back to Wednesday. Hashata. You know, so those of you that's celebrating Independence Day, 4th of July, be careful out there.
Right.
You know, if you're popping firecrackers or you're going to firecrackers, if you're going to see the fireworks, whatever you're doing, just be careful because it's a lot going on out there. So try to be safe, you know, have a good time, you know, spend. I'm resting for these 2 days. You worked with my man. I ain't trying to do nothing at all. And so to those of you guys that are going to be celebrating, just be careful and what you're doing. Be safe.
Yes.
On the 16th of this month, we have Kareem Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
He is the founder and CEO of the Teachers Appreciation Foundation, the TAP Awards, which they get ready to do the award show once again down in Oklahoma City in the state capitol.
Okay.
With the E-Man After Show and the Men of the Mentor Show will
right.
be in the building mm-hmm. on the 29th. You know, it's a lot of great honorees, and so we'll be traveling down to Oklahoma City. That's going to be a awesome award show. But we have him on the 16th. We'll be interviewing him, and then we'll go down to his we'll go down to Oklahoma, then we'll come back and have another Bible study.
Listen,
mm-hmm.
I don't know where I went to for a second, but when you said state capital, I was like, man, it's not in Austin.
Now, state capital,
no,
Oklahoma.
I know, I get it. But before you said Oklahoma, when you mentioned state capital, my mind went
just
elsewhere.
Went somewhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
But well, no, it is mm-hmm. in Oklahoma, and it's going to be in the Rotunda building.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. in the state capital in the Rotunda. On the second floor in the Rotunda. But it's going to be, it's a red carpet affair. We'll be dressed up, you know, honorees, you know,
uh-huh.
they're giving our great award. And this is a great foundation with this young man
is
doing. And so we had him on the Men to the Mentor Show last Sunday night, and we're bringing him, we're going to interview him on the E-Man After Show. So we want you guys to be a part of that. But come back tomorrow night. Miss Kia Davis will be here tomorrow night. It's the Kia D Unplugged Show.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, she have a hot topic panel. Listen, you guys do not want to miss that show. Shout out to Miss Kia
right.
Davis. Shout out to Miss Emily Blue and Miss Dion Lack.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Jeremy Glenn. Shout out to Miss Destiny Destiny Brown, DB, and
mm-hmm.
Lil Riley. Lil Riley, bring that. Lil Riley.
Right in the trophy.
The trophy,
right.
yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's in the competition of wrestling, and they was out of town this weekend, and so hadn't talked to Kia. Hopefully she – I know she won somewhere. First place, second place, whatever she won, I know she did a great job.
Right.
So we want to shout out to her. Well, Mandy,
yes.
this has been another great episode on tonight. We got a lot going on, so I'm resting these 2 days. I don't want nobody to bother me. I'm putting my phone on Do Not Disturb. Yeah, why? You know, because we go a lot, and so I have to take these moments to, you know, pull back and rest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so Deacon Fred Bell, I just strolled down. I see his number. I see some numbers that I'm familiar with now. To all of you guys on the network, Fred Bell, we want to thank you, sir, for you got us kicked off. And this Bible study has been, it's been intriguing.
It has been.
Yes. And just before we go, man, I do want to shout out my pastor, Bishop Thomas Dexter Jake Sr., over at the Potter's House of Dallas. We celebrated 27 years today.
Right.
27 years ago, I think I was there. I started the second Sunday
mm-hmm.
in a production. He didn't preach the first Sunday that they opened the church, but the second Sunday, I ain't going to never forget the sermon I heard him preach, the first sermon I ever heard him preach
mm-hmm.
when I went to his church, because I didn't know him. My mother didn't know him, but I didn't know who he was. But they were soliciting engineers, and I was working for Friendship West at the time
mm-hmm.
with, you know, Dr. Freddie Haynes. And so they needed engineers to come in and help. So they solicited. And so we went down. I don't want to use the word solicit. They were just looking for help.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, when they putting on a lot of things like that, they try to get people in the city.
Right.
And so we went down to assist the Potter's House. And the second Sunday, Bishop T.D. Jakes, he preached a sermon, Mandy. And the name of his sermon, it was the paralytic man,
mm-hmm.
How he was crippled. And, you know, at that particular time, you know, we wasn't in media like we are today.
Mm-hmm.
He had this big old white rug on the stage and all these lights. It was just so dramatic. And where he taught that text, he said, you may be crippled in your marriage because
mm-hmm.
the paralytic man would crawl on the ground with his leg. I mean, he worked that until I was just intrigued by his sermon. And before we knew it, we was all down at the altar,
mm-hmm.
the way he taught it. And I've been with the Potter's House ever since. And that's been 27 years today. And we had an awesome service over there. John P. Key rocked the house. And right. So shout out to Bishop Jason. He gave a vision of where the church is going.
Mm-hmm.
And so and then they ordained help new leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pastor Sarah and Pastor Chonay have become the assistant pastors of mm-hmm. the Potter's House.
Okay.
Amen. Yes. It was just an awesome service on today. Man, we had a blessed time. We did the picnic on Saturday. And so shout out to all of you that listen to this network. Yeah, I'm going to always give my pastor some props because I'm not married to another church.
Right.
You understand? I'm not committing adultery. you know, I just had to make this word be a flesh. And so, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we want to appreciate you for joining us on tonight. So, Mandy, since you got to go to work and I don't, we're gonna end this show.
Right.
And so let's come back next Sunday night. You guys tune in. We'll have a great show for you next Sunday night. Until then, Mandy, let's think big. Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, be blessed, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Peace.
Amen. Let's do it. Come on. I see you clapping. Come on. Yes, sir.
God is the joy and the strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery and strife. Promise to keep me, never to leave me. He's never ever come short of his word. I've got to fast and pray, stay in the night and keep my life.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.